For you, the listeners of Saturdays with Chicken Duck, Leaf Filter is offering a free estimate and $300 off of their number one rated gutter protection system. Mention the features and benefits of Leaf Filter found below.
I'm definitely going to pass out.
You mentioned.
to request. Tricky one.
Mention these talking points.
Oh my god. Holy shit. Yeah, right. You should really run with that and turn it into something special. I was hanging on really close. Really. It was really tough. Whew.
For you, the listeners of Saturdays with Chicken Duck, Leaf Filter is offering a free estimate and $300 off of their number one rated gutter protection system. To request a free estimate and get $300 off your purchase of Leaf Filter's revolutionary gutter guard system today, go to www.leaffilternow.com/chickenduck. www.leaffilternow.com/chickenduck for a free estimate and $300 off.
That raspy voice here tripped you up a little bit, a little something. I don't know why, but just leafblowernow.com.
Leaf filter now.
Leaf, that got me, man, real good the first time around. Oh, you just intro with me laughing for 5 minutes.
You're
going to
want to sign up for that leaf filter. Get your gutter guards cleaned.
Got to go.
All right, let's get together, Jim.
Get what together?
Maybe you should think about intermittent fasting.
Maybe.
So all you have to do, see, is...
I've been fasting since I ate that last peanut butter cup, and I'm going to intermittently have another one.
Intermittent?
Yeah, it's the time in between eating them.
Also, interim?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jim, I had a great time beating you in the debate of evolution versus creation. Oh, that reminds me. If any of our listeners want to ever debate me live here...
No, not here. They can call you and... Do that on your own time.
Okay. All right.
You made it. Rough night last night, Boo.
No.
Did you go to the casino?
No, I never went to the casino. It was cold outside. I wasn't going to go back outside.
Back outside?
Yeah.
You spent the night here?
I was on the side of the house.
The whole night?
Tent. Yeah.
Clinging to the side.
No.
Like mountain goating it.
No, I was at a birthday party, and then I dropped Deja off at my mom's, and I went home and had no urge to go back outside.
But yeah, you texted us all at 11:30 to see if we wanted to go to the casino.
If somebody would have said, yeah, I'll go to the casino, then I probably would have had motivation to put my pants on and and go. Say, come pick me up. I would have drove, but. Yeah, you know, I was watching Vice Principals, and
I didn't see any of this season yet.
No, oh, it's pretty good.
Is it?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
I just saw that guy that's in Vice Principals. What movie is he in? He's in a.
You know what? I saw him in something else too.
We just watched a movie with him in it the other day.
I don't know.
Who are you talking about?
Not
Kenny.
Kenny Loggins.
The other guy, I know his name is Lee in the show, but I can't think of
his name.
Yeah.
Walter Goggins?
Walton Goggins.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what it was? He was in The Hateful Eight.
Yes, he was.
I watched that on my way back from Seattle on the airplane because it's 3 hours long and it killed some fucking time.
I watched that traveling as well. It's a good movie.
It's a terrible movie.
Lots of,
it's not good at all.
Lots of hard R's dropped. No.
Yeah, but it wasn't a good movie at all.
I like Tarantino. It's just over the top, kill everybody.
They kept using the word
funny accents.
Niger, you mean?
Why would you say it like that?
Niger, like
the country.
The country. You could say that word now.
Yeah, but it means country.
Yeah,
the country of Niger.
I don't think you guys are using that, right?
I heard on the news last night.
That's how they've been saying it this year. They changed
you
it.
You heard what on the news?
It Niger. Used to be called Nigeria.
You just heard the word Niger on the radio.
Yeah, like, they came on the news and the
they
guy
just said Niger.
Niger.
Yeah, and now you can say, yeah, so.
You can say Niger. Hey, white folks, you can say Niger now.
For the country of Niger.
Why couldn't you before?
Because it was pronounced.
No, it's Niger. You're saying Niger. It's Niger. Niger.
You get very close.
That's what they said, though.
Start to show.
Very close.
No, they just announced it this year. It's not. Everyone was saying Nigeria. It's Nigeria.
No,
it's there's, not.
There's a country, Nigeria.
No,
and there's a country.
Niger.
Niger.
But how can a language have the same word and not and have two different spellings in it then? It's the same letters for the first part
not.
Of the word. Yeah, Nigeria and
Are you asking
Niger.
How two words can be spelled the same and sound differently?
The use of the letters sounding differently. Wait a minute. I was thinking of bear.
And beer.
And bear. Like to bear and then a bear. And they're spelled differently.
There's lots of words like
yeah.
that.
But to exactly okay, no, it would be like table,
but
and
but
tablet.
What you're claiming?
Why would we say
table?
But you're claiming the words aren't the same.
They are
they're
the
two
same.
Separate fucking
What's
words.
What's the name of the
they're the
company
first...
in the office where they make the song up?
They're the first.
Sabre. Saber. They think their name is Sabre, and it's actually Saber.
Yeah.
Okay, Niger, Niger, N-I-G-E-R, and then the second word, Niger, I-A, at the end.
Nigeria.
Yeah, it's
they're
two.
They're spelled, I know, but the first five letters.
But they're two separate words.
I know, but the first five letters are the same.
But because the last two letters are added on, that's why it sounds different.
It's a different fucking word.
Yeah, exactly. It's not the same.
Also, different country.
Yeah, different places.
Are they next to each other?
Yeah, as in, like, they're in Africa.
Okay. I don't know what they like. Anyway, oh. I used to think they were both Niger and Nigeria.
Well, you think a lot of things. Can
and
we start
then,
the show?
And then, but now it's Niger.
Can I start the show?
Niger is right above Nigeria.
Look at the phonetically Christ. How to pronounce it. What's it say?
I don't know. I'm looking
and
at a map.
Manny's going to start okay. the show
I don't know. I'm
now.
Looking at a map. But what does it say, Casey?
Look, Niger. And it's a, and let's see, pronunciation. It's French. Wait a minute. They don't have pronunciations anymore.
Maybe somebody is still editing it.
Yeah.
right at this moment.
Yeah.
Is it you?
No.
All right.
Can we start?
Yes, please.
Can we start Saturdays with Chicken Duck?
Is there a way that we can have likes or dislikes on SoundCloud?
People can heart it.
There's no dislike, though.
There's no dislike on anything. There's no dislike on Twitter. There's no
given.
Dislike on Facebook.
It's a given.
There's no
it's
dislike
disliked.
On Instagram. Why
there's
would SoundCloud have fucking dislike?
A trendsetter.
Like YouTube.
trendsetter. YouTube, yeah, they have the thumbs down.
Yeah. Dislike.
They're the only one.
Now, is it labeled dislike?
No, it's labeled thumbs down. It's not even labeled anything. It just says
it's
a thumb that's down.
It's a dislike.
Well, I know we have to pay attention to labeling here, so I...
Yeah. Yeah, we got Jim here. Always.
He always directs everything right at you, Jim.
He's always just seeing who's trying to catch you, just tripping up.
Are you ready?
I've been ready.
Backs in the bio.
What the fuck is breadfoot? That was a riveting story.
Fuck
bro.
You, Jimmy. I am like Batman in many ways, yeah.
Hey, what's it called when you're alone in your basement a lot?
Depressed. All right, everybody. Welcome back. Saturdays with Chicken Duck, Season 2, Episode 2, or Season 7, Episode 1.
Yeah, one, right? Yeah.
Season 7, Episode 7. We'll have to go back and look it up. I think officially, though, we're Season 2, Episode 2. I think I'm pretty confident we can go by that.
Or Episode 54.
Yeah, well, then it makes it seem like we're just lazy and we don't separate seasons. Like,
we've had a lot of seasons.
It's true.
I don't remember Season 7 yet, though.
All right, Episode 54.
Sure.
Welcome back, everybody. Saturday's the Chicken Duck, Episode 54. Getting rid of seasons entirely.
Wow. Half of...
We are trendsetters here.
No, 50.
Excuse me?
Nothing, sorry.
Half of 50?
Half of 100.
Or 100. 54?
No.
It was,
half of 100. It's 50.
Yeah, I was just...
half of 108.
Dude, you should take the noises that he makes and make... Little, like, make the clips like they're little instruments, and then we can play them on a keypad.
You still want to do the...
Like the keypad thing.
Since episode one, he's wanted to have a noisemaker for whatever
reason.
There's
got to be enough content now. Just Jimbo noises.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you know. Well,
like,
guys,
I remember them, Jim. Time goes blah.
I remember that one.
That was a good
one. Dustin was still here for that.
So what's new?
Christ. Had a good weekend. I have a new Jim's movie review. Thor Ragnarok.
Is this a new segment now that we have to do?
I just thought of it immediately at the moment. And Thor Ragnarok, amazing. For anybody out there,
that is that how you pronounce that?
Ragnarok. That's how they. It's Armageddon. It's the Armageddon of the Norse.
Okay. I'm not a Marvel guy, so.
I never played marbles.
No, me neither.
Marbles?
Marbles.
Say it again.
Ragnarok. That's how they pronounce it. It's like when you're like, hey, mozzarella.
Almost identical. Yeah. Almost the same thing.
It's the same meaning, different pronunciation.
So what's the goddamn review?
It's good. It's good.
Jim's movie review.
It's good.
It's good. Well, thanks for that.
When did you have time for a movie?
I went on during the day. I had off the one day this week on Wednesday or Thursday or something. Was it this week? Yeah.
Here's a question. Where's our pasta?
Oh, I have some in Bethlehem, but...
Are you kidding me right now? Yeah. You have some in Bethlehem.
You want to run real quick and get that?
I have samples in my car.
By the time we're done recording, you should be back.
You have samples in your car that you have to give out.
To actual people, yeah.
We are people.
We're just fake people, or what?
I mean, to like chefs.
How many listeners does your chef have?
He doesn't have any.
No. So combined, we have well over 300.
Yeah.
Ah. Okay. Do you want me? What do you want?
I don't know. I'm just saying.
Pasta.
I have a few different samples,
but only for real people. I think we're as real as they come. I certainly eat and enjoy pasta.
Oh, well, Jim, are you going to...
Casey's got the promotional skills of somebody really good at promotional things.
Is Batman good at promotion?
Well, he's got a big sign.
He does. That he does.
Signal.
And a whole city can see it.
They need you then. Like they
I mean, he's
you.
Got very good brand recognition. I'll give him that.
Okay.
So, you're like him.
I am like Batman in many ways, yeah. I'll agree with you on that one.
Especially the old Batman when he's like, you know, has the beard. And he's like, I'm Batman. And like, you know, he's...
The grizzled...
Yeah.
The grizzled old Batman that doesn't care anymore.
What Batman is that?
It's what Ben Affleck's
gonna be. Ben Affleck, yeah.
The beard?
Mm-hmm.
There is a Batman when he's older.
See, I didn't play Marvels.
No. It's not Marvels.
Well, whatever, DC.
What else about Thor can you tell me? Why would someone want to go see it?
It's okay. The soundtrack is by
Daft
Punk.
Hold on, no wait. You paid like $16 to go to a
no,
fucking
no,
movie.
No.
He went during
went
the day. So, yeah.
Like $5.
Got him. Yeah.
With
six
lady
bucks.
Friend.
Right? How much? Six
I think, yeah, it's like six a person, five something.
With a date?
Me and Dustin.
Did so he have he, off too?
He got, I forget which day it was, but he got off work schedule. Early. So we went out and saw it. Great soundtrack. It's I think Daft Punk does the soundtrack. Sounds like my name.
No, boy, it's gotta
it's
be
like,
good.
It's like Tron sounding, kind of, like the 80s. You know,
is it set in the 80s?
Not like the 80s, like Alan Jackson. Way down yonder in the Chattahoochee. It gets harder than a hoochie gooch. you know, it's like the 80s.
Is it set in the 80s?
Yeah.
No, the movie no, but the music sounds like it.
Alan Jackson 80s, though.
not
Tron 80s.
Usually the soundtrack goes along with the time period. So if they're playing 80s sounding,
they mix it up.
If they're playing 80s sounding, like Stranger Things, they play 80s sounding music.
It sounds exactly like that, yeah.
But it's not set in the 80s. It's based what, now?
Well,
what?
Time is irrelevant in
the Marvel Universe.
No, in Thor's Asgard. Time.
Where
is,
were
is
they?
Irrelevant.
Earth 1? Does Marvel have Earth
That's
1
DC.
Earth 2? What does Marvel have?
Wait, what the fuck?
Just
are they
like different
about?
Dimensions. Marvel's dimensions.
What are you talking about?
I don't know.
Earth 1.
Yeah, in DC they have Earth 1, Earth 2, Infinite.
Yeah.
You can't even
Infinite
say
Crisis.
It. I didn't play with Marvels.
And no, Asgard, because Thor's from Asgard.
Were they on Asgard in the movie?
Yes,
the whole movie.
So Asgard's like Star Wars type of, like, you know, Crystal City.
Sounds like a hemorrhoid cream. Asgard.
It's Thor's land.
I'll go with that. I mean, I could
oh,
say
Thor's
more.
Land.
I could say things, but they'd be very distasteful.
It's like
and I won't.
And Asgard is not a different universe. It is technically, well, because everyone knows the mythological gods were the fallen angels of the Nephilim. It's the same people. That's why everyone saw these people, and that's why.
So Marvel stole from the
from the Bible.
Instead of being Zeus and this, that, and the other, they just like took, you know, it's like, well, Thor is. I'm saying Thor
so
has
Thor
all
is
the,
based on Zeus.
Yeah. Well, Odin.
No wonder I don't like Marvel. Yeah. It's all bullshit.
So it's basically like Thor's dad. Thor is a Raphaim, and his dad is a Nephilim, and his dad plowed a mom, and Thor was one of the Raphaim. This is ancient Egyptian, I'm telling you. So then Thor would be technically like the...
Let him tell it.
Like the giants of old.
Who likes the Bible
Thor
stories?
Would be like...
hand me the whip.
Goliath.
my shoulder.
Oh, wow. But yeah, but that's... So like it basically like a fallen angel mated with a woman on Earth and had Thor. That Thor would be like the Raphaim.
Mm-hmm. So he's from Earth.
Half.
He was born on Earth. He wasn't born on the planet where they play the 80s music.
Oh, wait. No. No, his mom was another angel. Yeah, I think Thor is actually maybe a god. I forget.
Yeah.
Is it, who is
Thor
his mom?
Is a god, yeah.
Yeah, but I thought his mom was like a titan or something that wasn't a god because it was gods.
I don't care.
What do you want to talk about?
Yeah, Jim.
So,
how's your weekend?
Apparently. Remember when we joked about me wanting to be Jewish?
Yes.
That wasn't the end of the story.
Okay.
I also, I'm sorry, I need to think about how I want to. So,
stream of consciousness, Jim.
I wanted my name to be Roger, and I wanted to be a tap dancer.
Ebony
and
Roger.
Thus making me Roger the tap dancing Jew. At this is at an age of 8 to maybe 9 years old for no fucking reason whatsoever. And I've had to piecemeal the information together over the last... So we talked about it like last Christmas, I remember, because your mom sent me the Hanukkah stickers.
Roger, the tap dancing Jew.
We were talking last night. I was just joking with my wife. And I was saying, you know, I remember a time like where I wanted to be a tap dancer. And it was just like I watched it on TV, like a Saturday morning show probably, and was like, oh, that looks fun. I was like 8 or 9 years old. And so I texted my mom. And I was like, do you remember me wanting to be a tap dancer? And she said, yeah, it was around the same time that you wanted us to call you Roger.
Hey, Roger.
And I said, what?
Do you mind if we call you Roger now?
I don't care, I guess. So, of course, I told
I like Roger better than Jimmy.
I don't mind it. I mean, I see the logic in it.
It has a ring to it.
Yeah. But, yeah, so it's this alter ego that I've had buried inside of me for the last 26 years.
That you haven't known about.
Right.
You forgot all about it.
Roger the Tap Dancing Jew.
Do any of you guys, this might be a personal question to everybody, do any of you guys, when you were chilt babies, remember having words that you said that weren't real words and you would say them a lot?
Like evasion?
Close, but making less sense
than that. What was the question?
Were you ever a baby?
Yes.
That had,
I was a baby.
That's unbelievable.
You would have words that you'd say that, like, don't mean anything. Like, you would just make up words, kind of, and you would use it a lot. Like, Bex in the bio or something. That was...
What?
Bex in the bio.
Bex in the bio was my go-to battle cry as a baby.
Bex in the bio!
You don't have one?
What the fuck does that mean? What does it mean? Say it, slow it down, it does.
Bex in the bio.
What does it mean?
Bex in the bio.
Bex.
What's the context that you would say that in?
I don't know, Jim. I was jumping down, up and down on a bed, and I was saying Bex in the bio, Bex in the bio, like that. That was my baby, and my mom always told me that. She goes, "Oh, Jim, you always used to say Bex in the bio." You don't have a baby word, Jim.
When I was a kid, I can remember saying, like, instead of antiques, I would say antiques.
No, this is
not the same thing. Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
I had a weird way of saying ambulance.
Ambulance.
Something. I don't know.
I do have another.
How about library? People always say that, library.
That was pretty smart.
Remember when I said Gibralator?
Gibral? I still say that when I drive by that sign.
I always said poop whenever I saw the Pope on, like, the magazine or something. I always said poop.
What the fuck? How about you, Boo?
That is so early for this. Poop and Pope and Pope.
I got a question for you, Boo.
Yeah?
Oh, man.
I asked you the other day when I was in Seattle where a good place to go for Vietnamese food is, right?
I've never been in Seattle.
No, but... I know. But I mean, I asked you.
I can't imagine my response of where to go in Seattle.
Oh, there's a place.
I said no. I didn't ask you exactly where to go. I said, what should I get?
Right.
When I go.
Right.
And you said to get what?
The banh mi sandwich. And you could get pho.
Oh!
Pho. It's pho.
Did you get the banh mi?
I got a banh mi, yeah.
Like pork?
I got a beef. Mm. What, I'm supposed to get the pork? The reason I asked you that.
I only know that they had chicken. Well, I can assume they would make beef, but over here they only have chicken and pork.
At the market.
Yeah.
Yeah. The reason I asked you that is because when I got here, I said that I had some good pho in Seattle.
Yeah.
And they both said that it's pho.
Everybody said it is pho. It's pronounced pho.
It's like gyro.
It's one of those words where it's
gyro.
You had a fucking gyro.
Yeah.
It's like what?
It's like one of those words you were talking about.
Yeah.
Not
exactly. But on their menu.
Say it again.
Facts in the bio.
Facts in the bio.
But on their menu, it even says, this is faux you. So you would assume
it
that
says it sounds, this is for you.
Yeah.
This is for you.
Right.
The lady there was very.
Oh, was it, did it have salami or some sort of
yeah, what is that
Italian
mystery
meat
in
on
there?
In
the,
what?
In
what'd
the,
you get?
In the, I got the, well, I got the house special faux, but, fa, but there was like this mystery meat
brisket.
In it.
Brisket.
Or yeah, tripe. Beef.
They use like spam or something.
Do you read the fucking menu when you order things?
Yeah.
It was all in Vietnamese.
Well,
Where were you? Like Seattle?
Oh, in Seattle.
Seattle. There's a lot of Asians there.
Dude, you speak.
Watch yourself.
I don't. Anything? No.
Yeah, he bombed me. I went to see Bruce Lee when I was there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I saw that.
Saw that.
Yeah.
Bruce said that's his hero.
Bruce Lee
I don't
fan.
Get I'm not privy to any of this information.
Well, yeah, because you don't want to be attached to the text anymore, so I'm not going to send out. That's why I send group texts, so everybody can see it at once.
I'm not upset about it. I'm happy to hear it. I wasn't complaining at all.
He's happy for
yeah,
you.
I'm glad to hear that you're sending things out and I'm not getting them. I'm happy. So, yeah. What?
I'm just really listening to the emotions of your words, Jim, and I'm realizing that
he's an angry person.
You are real that I can tell the type of texter that you are. Remember we talked about you being an angry texter? You're also a sad texter.
Oh, thanks.
So you would be I felt sadness and loss in your voice when Casey said, yeah, you're not in our text anymore.
Sadness and loss.
And I realized that you text in anger and sadness. So Jim's text could either sound like he's really angry or he's sad. You don't really know when Jim's trying to be funny or happy. Oh, Jim, you ever think about that?
Because I'm never trying to be funny or happy.
You're just a...
calls him like I sees him.
Wow. How's it feel, Jim?
You're just a neutral...
Just like Switzerland.
...object in this...
Where do we take Switzerland?
What?
Ricolas are so good.
Just going to sit here with my chocolates and my watches.
Isn't it early for trees? For tree-shaped...
They're from last year. They're delicious.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I had them in the fridge. Okay. I just figured I'd bring them over.
Get ready for the season.
Yep. Just start thawing them out.
So where's Jeff going on a cruise?
Yeah, Jeff couldn't be here again this week. He's going on a cruise.
They go to Punta Cana or something?
I have no idea. I got the same text that you got.
Can you cruise down there?
I didn't get it. What was it? Tell me.
I can tell you. You have to be added to the group text.
Guys, tell me.
So I text Boo last night. There's this comedian that I like, Miss Pat. Did I tell you about her before? I read her book.
Yeah, only about 10 or 15 times, Case. Yeah, you tell me about it. You sent me links to her on Facebook.
She's on her way over.
She's coming over in January.
January 7th. Should I try to book her for the show?
Book her?
Yeah. You have to check your schedule.
That implies that she costs money.
Well, I'd have to ask. We don't know.
Is she popular?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
She's a number one bestseller book.
What do we do for
she's
an
a
hour?
Comedian?
What do we have to
yeah,
talk about
comedian.
With the lady
she's really
that
funny.
Never met in my basement?
No. Jimbo would be a good interviewer.
Yeah, I'll interview her. A funny woman? Wow. It's rare.
How many sex scandals are going to come out now of you because of all this stuff
yeah,
that's coming
really.
Out?
These girls are going to let shit fly. Fucking guitarist.
It's a woman's world
band.
Now, buddy.
Yeah.
Wait, what happened?
Women
all the
usually,
scandals. Don't you know all the scandals?
I'm usually the one that's actually
Harvey,
taking advantage of
the
it.
O'Reilly the O'Reilly chick will be the first one to jump.
Ah.
You don't know about all the scandals going on, though? Harvey Weinstein.
Oh, yeah. You know?
Kevin
Louis
Spacey.
C.K.
Louis C.K.
They're even
Jim
trying
Morgani.
To say.
Yeah.
They're even trying to say poor George Takei groped some guy.
I saw that, but I didn't read the article yet. So tell me.
They say that this
wasn't
guy says.
Age, was he?
No, he was 20-something, and George was like 40-something back in the 80s.
Oh, my.
Oh, my.
Wait. If I'm a guy and I'm at a gay bar and a guy grabs me inappropriately.
That happens.
Yeah, that's.
I can say, hey, excuse me.
So.
Oh, it happens all the time. I played a gay club a lot, and I was like, wow.
Oh
I was actually asking, why can't women be like this?
How often do you get groped at a male gay
first
bar.
Of all,
no,
what?
Don't ask the question. How often do you get groped at a male gay bar?
I would say over 2 times.
A week.
No, when I played, I played in a band and we played in Rehoboth. And we played a gay bar. It's called Frog Pond.
I got to give them credit. They got some of the greatest fucking names for those places. tool shed, the toolbox.
Hold on, names with tool.
Yeah, revolving around mechanical things, yes.
Yeah, I was playing there. We
oh, so you were playing at these bars. You weren't just.
I'm not. No, no, no. I don't go. To, no, no. I mean, I would. I mean, I. But like, if I'm with friends, you know.
You just went to get something to eat, sausage sandwich or something.
Actually, no. Sometimes
just be with like-minded individuals.
No, sometimes a lot of girls go there, and.
Yeah. Oh, you're always reading about how lesbian girls, yeah, go to.
No, something. You have some lipstick.
Excuse me.
Lipstick lesbians.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
The hot ones, Jim.
Oh, I thought you passed out again. I closed my eyes for a second, and all I heard was the... Watch yourself. Watch him.
Jim, there's two types. You have the lipstick, then you have the butcher ones. Like the ones that have bread foot and cankle, you know, and their knees are...
Bread foot?
Well, there go lesbian listeners.
Oh, my God.
Oh, real quick while I'm thinking about
no,
it.
No, not real quick. What the fuck is bread foot?
Bread foot?
What is bread foot?
Is that like Backs in the Bayou? Did you make that up?
You said cankles, and I recognize that, but what the fuck is bread foot?
It's the foot where you put a foot in a sandal. And their foot is, what's it called, bloated. And it's, like, thicker. And when it sits in a sandal.
It's a bread foot.
It looks like bread rising in a out of the sandal, like, engulfing the sandal.
So it's like a muffin top for a sandal.
Yes.
But a bread
foot.
But a foot, yeah. Nah, usually it's
like
combined with cankles.
Now you get it.
Cankles,
I like that.
Well, it's another reason to not wear fucking sandals anymore.
Real quick, while I don't forget about it, you brought up you wanted to be a tap dancer named Roger. I was at Wawa the other day in Sinking Spring, and do you guys remember Matt Kulaga?
Yeah, he's awesome, too. Yeah. He's awesome tap dancer.
I ran into him, and he said about that he listens to the podcast, and I said, oh, what are you doing over here? And he said he chuckled to himself like I was going to bust his ass about it. And he said, I'm on break right now. I said, oh, what do you do? He goes, I'm a tap dancing teacher. He said that Dustin Lilly and I used to bust his ass in home ec about it.
Still gives me hope. All I got to do is change my name.
And religion.
Yeah, well.
If you want to go with the whole gimmick.
I don't know that I need to be Jewish. I think.
I don't know, Jim.
I think that's impossible, right? Your mom has to be Jewish.
For you to pass it down through the lineage of Abraham, you can convert to Judaism, but your wife would have to be, yeah, she would have to be the
so
Jew.
She's not. So
it's only passed through the mother.
I'd have to kill her.
Why?
I don't know, bro. Some biblical fucking piece of scripture says that I have to, like, kill her and put her
take
blood
her powers
over,
like
or put her blood over the door frame or something. I don't know.
No, that was no.
You have to reach out
for her to a sheep. I don't
if
know.
You would have to kill her, that's more Star Wars Jedi Darth Vader.
Well, they're one of the same, Jim. Let's be honest. Yeah,
they're close, but no, you would. The lamb's blood
equally as true
was to save your firstborn. Remember
yes,
when the
Jim? I know what Passover spirit is. I was joking. I'm not going to spread my wife's stuff. Blood over the fucking mantle.
Yeah, it'd be a mess.
It would be. It was just painted.
New carpet.
Yeah, the carpet's beautiful up there.
I'm really going to make the dog bloodthirsty.
So you always wanted to be a
Jew. Last week when you got bit.
Yes.
And you said, hey, I spilled coffee.
Yes.
Was it on the wall?
No, it fell on the floor.
Okay.
I mean, unless it splattered up, but that would be
something
far
hit my
reach.
Wall and ran down the wall, and she's like, "What happened to the wall?" And I was like, "I don't know."
Oh, last week when I was leaving, I spit on it.
Oh, me too. Well, I told her about that. I mean, I spit on it every time I leave the house. All the walls.
Where was it? Was it over
right
there?
The couch. really weird.
No, yours felt like right in the middle of the room.
Yeah, it was in front of the table there.
But you had to go to the doctor and stuff, didn't you?
What's that?
Didn't you say you had to go to the doctor and stuff for that? Got him
shut the fuck
the dermatologist up, because it was bit on the on the scar.
Because of the scar. What the fuck? 9-inch fucking scar on your arm. I got... Mine still shows. That's from a pit bull.
No.
Fucking asshole.
No.
Not my pit bull.
I know. No. So when I went to Seattle last week, I had to go out there and check on these roofers. They started this roof in July, and they're not finished with it yet. July 11th, they started.
How big is it?
It's a Home Depot.
But what is it, the size of the town of Seattle?
Well, they said that because it rains all the time. But then I went on Wednesday when it wasn't raining, and there was no one there.
Yeah. So
they got fired. Hired a new company.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because, I mean, they weren't there. I said, what the fuck? I said to the guy, it's not supposed to rain till 2 o'clock. Oh, yeah, but Mr. Tom, he doesn't want to pay for a hotel room.
Thanks for stopping, Mr. Tom.
Were they Spanish?
Can't ask that question.
Mexican.
He can answer.
We have a lot.
If they were
very loyal Mexican.
If they were Spanish, wouldn't they be from Spain?
I meant they're
Hispanic.
They're
what is Hispanic?
Neurals. They're linguists. Spaniards, Jim.
What is Hispanic?
Is it Spaniards or is it Spaniards?
Spaniard.
Well, no, because
that's one of those words that looks like it.
Yeah. They say, because the actual place is pronounced España. So. That's how. So.
One more time.
España.
Why do you put the lisp in there?
Because they have
España.
No, they don't.
No, they do.
Don't. It's not that. It's not like that.
Yes, it is, Jim. Instead of S, yes. They do. It's actually how I used to talk because I had a lisp as a child, and I had to go to this lisp teacher. And
I'm sorry.
A lisp specialist.
What's their names? Paradox?
Speech therapist?
What? Yeah.
Oh, man. A lisp.
A lisp therapist.
A teacher. Teacher of lisp.
I just couldn't get it. I was like, I'm sorry. You know, I don't sound like. But, like, it's.
Give me a Spaniard one more time.
España. They say it because didn't you ever hear, like, my friends from Spain and a drummer and I play with, and he says, you know, you're supposed to say Barcelona or Valencia. Yes. I like knowing how to speak the accent. Because sometimes I think speaking the accent of the people, they can understand your words better.
No, you just have to speak louder in your language.
We'll use your hands more.
Yeah, like use your like be
use
like
your hand, to use your hands and talk louder
and make it sexual.
Right.
Definitely
forcefully
sexual.
Whenever I'm talking to Italian guys, I'm like, hey, you know, you're like,
there's nothing
I got
that makes girls more into it than forceful, intimidating hand gestures and yelling
and loudly.
Yelling in a language that you don't understand.
So,
hand me the whip.
Are you gonna sue those people?
Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Are you gonna sue those people that groped you?
The gays or the women?
Oh, so there's more
you
than just
say that.
No. Which ones?
All of them. All of them didn't grope you.
I said the women or the gay guys.
No, you said. The gays
that we were talking about.
No.
At the gay bar.
If he was talking about the girls, I'd be like, the girls?
But you didn't say the girls. You said the gays.
Yeah, but that was referring to the gay club I was at.
But it's a lot broader than that. It's just the gays.
Well, I just meant the gay guys.
The two of them.
I was probably saying the
obviously,
gays.
Obviously, that
I was probably implied. Going to finish something, right. Yeah, yeah, that's what I was doing. Which one did you say was worse? What? Wait, what was your question again?
Are you going to go out to the media and say that that you've been groped?
No, it's okay. I'll let them go. They know not what they did. But I was going to say at the gay club, though, they're much more forceful on you. Like, all of them just very touchy. I wish, like, why aren't women like that? Like, when I'm at a regular club, you know, around people, why don't women just come up to you, hey, and, like, throw in, like, very touchy, like, you know, forward. But when you go to a straight place, everyone's like, oh, hello, you know, handshake and bow a little bit.
They bow to you.
Well, no, you just, like, I usually
curtsy.
Curtsy my face. I see them.
Boo, what's on your mind this morning? You're sleepy.
Oh, yeah, I'm very sleepy. And I was actually thinking about when you had asked me about the word when you were a kid, when I was a kid and stuff. Mm-hmm. Back to that.
Did you come up with something?
Well, no. I was thinking about it. I was going to say it, but we got sidetracked. My aunt's name is it's Aunt Jackie, and I couldn't say Jackie, so I called her Aunt Aggie. And that actually has carried through with my daughter. We call her Aggie.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Everybody calls her Aggie.
Everybody calls her Aggie. It's pretty much a thing,
huh?
That's odd that you said. I have a friend, it's a woman in North Jersey, and her name is Aggie, Aggie.
That's her real name.
Well, it's short for
Jackie.
Yeah, it's short for Agnieszka.
Agamemnon.
Agamemnon.
No, she's from Poland.
Back Sabaya.
That sounds like Mount Sinai.
Mount Sinai?
Yep.
What Jim was saying. I heard it, Jim.
Oh.
Sounds almost like you were speaking in tongues.
Passed down from.
Did you ever try to do that?
Yep, all the time.
Okay, it's hard. Try to say it's like backs in the bio. Try to say a word that you're creating that you have to just say it. Make up a
Jim,
whole phrase
stop
of words.
Talking for 1 minute. What seriously? What the fuck does backs in the bio mean?
Jim, I don't know.
It's gotta mean something.
No, it was just a free conscience thought of words. Of letters in a row that I made into words.
That's you were probably trying to say something else.
Yes.
Because you were a child. Right. You were probably trying to say something else. So we have to figure out what.
Yeah, like CSI style shit, man.
Mm-hmm.
What if that's like the key to Bigfoot? What if you knew and you forgot it and locked it away and your mom locked it away inside of your brain?
Well, it would be. Well, we'd have to do some numerology studies. Backs in the bio.
Well,
that would be spelled B-A-X. Maybe don't put any spaces.
B-A-X?
Yeah,
now, see, I would have thought B-A-C-K-S.
I feel
like a real word.
B-A-K-S.
No, it's actually backs with a X.
So you didn't know what you were saying. You have no idea what it means, but yet you know how to spell it.
Yes.
Huh. That's...
That's what it looked like.
That's
when
the key,
I was saying,
I guess,
it.
Huh?
It's got to be something exciting and happy.
So,
wait.
He just said that's what it looked like when I said it. So, before you say a word, you see it in your head.
What color was
that
it?
Word? I did. Yeah.
Just
it was,
that
it
one.
Was,
and how old were you?
I would say yellow.
You remember?
Say yellow.
You remember? When? How old were you? A child.
However a kid is.
Little baby boy.
Yeah. Making up words.
Like 4 or 5?
Yeah, probably. 4 or 5.
And maybe. You can remember that far back.
Yeah.
Into your memory.
Yes.
That you saw that word spelled that way in your head before you
it's
said
it. It's not one word.
Backs.
Oh.
The first word. We're on the first word here.
No,
backs.
B-A-C-K-S.
No,
it's X.
He saw it in his head, Jim. Yeah, before he said it.
Do you think that I'm just making this up, Jim?
It's one of our sponsors, Vu.
Loot Crate.
Becks in the bio.
Becks in the bio.
Big shout out to Loot Crate.
I signed up for Loot Crate.
Did you sign up?
It's a good one. Yep. I get it every month.
Anything good in it?
Yeah, there's always good stuff. I sell it all on eBay.
Have you made a profit?
Yeah.
Stop.
Yeah. That's why I got it. They come with, like, last month had some Stranger Things and stuff in it, and that's hot now.
Okay, let's talk about Stranger Things.
Go ahead.
Don't ruin it for me, Jim. I haven't seen any of the second.
Spoilers.
No, I won't
spoil it. Spoilers.
I really, really, really like that show.
Okay. The first season?
Yeah. I mean, like, I like everything about it. I'm not a huge, it's not like a scary show. I mean, it's a Spielberg-esque. You know, it reminds me of like
a little haunting.
It reminds me of 90s It has, you know, that feel to it.
Stephen King tweeted that it's the best show out there.
Okay.
And Sean Astin wrote back, "I'm so glad Stephen King survived his accident so I could one day see him tweet this."
What accident?
He was in like a bad motorcycle accident or something, wasn't he?
Cassie Bates broke both of his legs.
Stephen King.
That was him?
Yeah. True story. It was a documentary.
Wait, no, that
Stephen
was him
King
the
wasn't
actor.
In that movie.
No, dude.
The guy's feet actor, I'm saying.
It was James Caan, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, I never saw that movie, but I've seen that scene.
Did you see Stranger Things, Phil?
No, I don't know. I was going to ask what Stranger Things is. Is about
show.
You've never seen it.
I've never seen it. I've heard.
You have Netflix.
A couple years ago,
Blockbuster went out of business. So when that happened,
Redbox, right?
Yeah, but now there's Redbox is called This Is Not a Redbox.
I noticed. That.
I saw that. Okay. I one time tried to take a Redbox back to This Is Not a Redbox.
This Is Not a Redbox and Redbox are two totally different things.
Yeah.
So. But anyway, so Netflix came out, and now you cannot leave your house and watch TV at your house.
Because of this Netflix.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
So, yeah. What were we talking about?
Stranger Things.
This is getting stranger.
It's about a boy that goes
missing.
The
Upside Down.
And... It is in
the upside down face.
The spiritual, in the opposite ether of what we're currently perceiving now. And this kid got taken basically into like Hades. It's like the spiritual world where
it's
like it's
the
here with
down.
Us, but it's like the extra dimensional, whatever you want to call it, ether.
And
they
you guys
want to
explain
down,
this right? in English then?
That was pretty much
they
it.
Go to this place called the Upside Down.
The Upside Down?
Yeah. It's like a dark world.
But it's right in front of our eyes, right between the very cells of our skin.
It's like...
So it's there, but it's...
It's here, but it's
on the other side.
See it.
The worst part about the show is Winona, I think. Isn't that her name?
Her craziness?
Yeah, she's Winona not Ryder. A... I mean, she plays a good crazy... I don't know. She's just... I don't like her.
I don't know.
Sorry, Winona. Don't block us. Like Mina.
So is this a good show?
Please.
I actually
yeah,
watched,
it's a really good show.
I've been watching more of like episodes of like Conan and stuff with the kids on it, just because they're funny. You want your ticket? Like the kids are like funny. Like,
from who?
The kids from the show.
Oh, the show we were just talking about.
Stranger Things.
The actors.
Oh yeah.
The children.
Right.
Of the corn.
Did you see?
The children love the books.
Children
the
of
one
the
kid's name is Finn Wolfhard.
Yeah.
And on Twitter, he posted, I guess, one of the co-stars, I'm not sure which one, they were getting some shit for saying anything to the fans. Like, they walked by some fans, and they were shouting and wanted his autograph, and he was walking into his hotel room. And I guess there was like a backlash online from him not
acknowledging
him or whatever. And then the Finn Wolfhard kid said on Twitter, like, you know, if you're real fans, don't do that. You know what I mean? And it was like a whole big thing.
That was a riveting story.
Fuck
bro.
You, Jimmy.
Jesus Christ. It sounds like a 10-year-old came here and told us that fucking story.
Well, he's only 14 or so. I'm not a good storyteller, okay? What else is new?
I tried to check out that Mindhunter last night. I don't know what happened.
Why? What do you mean?
Well, I selected the stream and it was going, and then I think that's when I fell asleep before it even started, so I was pretty tired.
Selected to stream, what does that mean?
It's kind of like, I guess it's kind of like a Netflix deal where you can
do
watch
you not
it
have
home.
Access to, this is not a red box at your house?
This is not a red box. This is a Amazon product.
Oh, an Amazon product.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Then you get the Netflix on there?
I can get Netflix on there. Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's what Mindhunter's on, so you know about this Netflix.
Well, I go into a category under TV shows called Most Popular.
Uh-huh.
And I sort through a list there.
Isn't Stranger Things at the top of that list?
I believe it is. I you know what it
you
is
just
up
passed
there.
Right over it.
Right through that. I didn't know what it was, and I wasn't gonna.
You thought, that's too strange for me.
It's a little awkward. Yeah. But I didn't want to start that. I didn't know what, you know, I didn't know what it was all about.
Does your daughter like scary stuff?
She does. Yeah.
Kids can watch it.
They can?
Yeah. Don't you think?
I wouldn't say it's scary.
No. Well, there's parts. I was
haunting.
I was scared.
I would say that there's some profanity in it.
Is there?
A little bit.
Not that bad.
I mean, it's child swearing, probably.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's child swearing?
Lots of farts.
Farts.
Like shit.
Oh.
They say shit.
No
biggie. You were saying that when we were in second grade.
Yeah.
You know?
I said shit on the bus.
Yeah.
I was never allowed to
right out
like
in public.
That pretty raunchy sex scene with Nancy and Steve.
No, there's not. Well, Jim, we weren't allowed to swear as children either, like in front of our parents. But when you're not around your parents, you swear and stuff around your friends. Were you that scared?
Fuck.
No, I just never really tried. I mean, yeah, maybe when I got older, but like in my later.
You couldn't see those words in your head, so you couldn't say them.
Yeah, don't talk like that. Well, I mean, maybe they will come out once, like in a great while.
F-U-X?
Backs in a bayou. Translation. Fuck, 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 fuck.
Yep. No, backs in the bio. So it's backs and then in the bio. I'm thinking bio is like not bayou, but bio.
Bio.
B-A-Y-O.
Like maybe this
like
is
Scott.
A story
or maybe
of your
A-I.
Back.
Scott Bayo.
Scott Bayo.
Yeah. But buy. You need buy. Oh, like that buy superfruit drink that you can purchase at any local gas
station.
Oh,
it was spelled like that. B-A-I.
Yeah.
B-A-I.
Which I would think is buy. And then why. like a
why.
Like three Y's in a row. B-A-I-Y-Y-Y.
The middle one's uppercase.
And then O.
Of course. Yeah, I have the O at the end.
So, yeah, that's what I think I saw. I was thinking about it because.
Do you still see words before you say them?
I don't know. I mean,
you don't?
I think I would. I think I do. I
mean, you picture the word in your head before you say it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I see it. No. It's normally written out in Sanskrit.
Oh. Wait. So
highly functioning autists have that feature, I believe.
So you
an average of 12 to 16 font.
You've
this
never
is an overlay of everything over.
You've never right. tried to speak in tongues like by yourself?
Well, I see Spanish words in my head, but I don't speak Spanish, so
how do you see Spanish words in your
I
head?
I know, it's weird.
So if I say the, you see la?
I guess. I mean, I don't speak Spanish, so.
I can't.
So I asked Twitter and Facebook if they had any questions for us before we started.
Neither of them asked us.
No one has answered.
Good. I ain't got time for that shit.
Listen, if any of our listeners need a question, please ask us. We will give you our advice.
If they need a question.
If you're looking for a question, we can give you a question.
I can give you a...
You might be able to ask this question at your next student council or town council meeting.
Do you have anything else you want to discuss this week?
I'd like to hear him speak in tongues.
You were itching to get here this morning.
Yeah, I woke up.
He was sitting here since like 8 outside.
Yeah, no, Jim doesn't like to be bothered right before noon.
Did you get any food with
Jim,
your coffee?
Like you're going to tackle me.
In where?
Like football.
Okay, I'm okay.
I saw that he texted about getting coffee and maybe some food.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no, I didn't get food.
No.
Where'd you guys go last week?
Where did we go?
Crossroads.
The old Crossroads.
Yes.
We used to go there every week. Haven't been there in a dog's age.
It was a pleasant time.
What were you going to say, a coonskin era?
Whoa.
First of all, what the fuck is coonskin era mean?
My mom always just said it.
There you go.
The coonskin era. It's when they had the hats with the raccoon tail.
Casey.
Because she doesn't want to say a coon's age.
Is that what that is?
Yeah.
I guess a coonskin deer hat fucking age, whatever the fuck it's called.
I don't know.
Coonskin hat.
During the time of Davy Crockett.
Okay. So we can agree to not use that phrase again.
Loot crate.
Are you going to sign up for
I don't think they're going to want anything to do with us.
They have all kinds of different crates that you can get. You can get like an anime box. You can get a pet box. Kids box. They have all kinds of stuff.
Well, and what would you do with such crate?
Well,
resell it.
I resell it.
Is that legal?
Sure. Huh. It's my stuff.
Yeah, you bought it.
It says it right in the fine print.
I saved the...
Don't turn this around and sell it on eBay.
Not for resale. It says
doesn't say that at all.
Right here, it says not for resale.
It does not.
Yeah. Very clearly.
It does not.
Not for...
It does not.
You can't see that.
So Casey lives at.
I did save one thing from there. It's pretty cool. Rick and Morty figure. It's Rick giving the finger.
Cool. Where'd you put that on your desk?
It's in storage, actually.
So, anybody do anything fun this weekend?
No.
What was that, a birthday party?
I was in Seattle.
No, I have a 1 month old and he's crazy, so no, I haven't done anything fun in quite a while.
How is the baby?
He doesn't like to sleep.
No?
No. He's getting better, though. We got him on some special-ass, crazy expensive formula, so I'm sure that'll be the ticket. Just got to throw some money at him and it'll be fine.
No breastfeeding for you guys? Straight formula?
That's the warning. Don't, let's not mention anything more about my wife's breasts. No breastfeeding.
Oh, yeah, she doesn't want to get cracked nipple. A lot of I've seen a lot of those. It can be
strike two.
Right. Dude, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Well, no, I can see her point. How would
talk about something else? Formula. Just said formula.
So
anyway.
Nothing much
make
exciting.
It good. Make it
for
good.
The weekend.
I got video games to play on my free time.
I've been actually pretty what's it called when you're alone in your basement a lot?
Depressed?
No, isolated. I've been isolated for a little bit. Yeah. Just trying my new phase of
Hey. You hearing this?
Yeah. We just got a message on Facebook. Kyle Wool wants to know, how many chicks did Jimbo plow this week?
Well, just Kyle.
Wait a minute.
Just one?
Well, no, that was last week. Wait, no, was it this week? When was I in D.C.?
If anybody cares, that's the same number as
Well, do you think he's listening to us now live?
Probably not.
It would be for this coming week, so you have to predict.
Oh, okay.
So it would actually be last week to Kyle, but next week for us.
Right. I'm going to predict.
It's quantum what? Leap here. I don't Another know what's one. Going on.
Being very modest.
Yeah.
The same one the same as last one week?
Last week? No, probably not.
Ooh.
So you're down to one a week?
I've been trying to slow down.
It's like a bag of dope. Like, what? You're down to one a week.
Did you see the Ric Flair 30 for 30?
I was watching something when I was at the gym about that. What was that about?
Well, you know what 30 for 30 is, right? The stuff that they have on ESPN. Ric Flair
is, right?
I know who Ric Flair is, yeah. Oh, 30 facts in 30 minutes?
Sure. No, it's not that at all. It actually started, it was supposed to be 30 episodes about 30 different 30 people.
It's actually 30 second segments over the course of 30 minutes with 30 commercials. 30 different people.
It doesn't matter what it is. There was a show about Ric Flair, and he claims to have slept with over 10,000 women.
Wow.
30 at a time.
Yeah, yeah.
You think that's possible? 10,000? Since 1972 or so?
Which is possible.
I want to keep my numbers low, okay? I've been trying to live a righteous life, right? So I'm trying to keep it, you know, smooth. I'm trying to
figuring out the math on that.
You're damn right I am.
Because Howard, I remember years ago, they figured about, because Wilt Chamberlain claimed to have slept with like 20,000 women. Mm-hmm. And Howard, they did the math on Howard, and he would have had to have been sleeping with women like in between games, like halftime at games. In between quarters.
Maybe they just say, I've slept with 20,000, but he probably only actually plowed like a percentage of that.
So let's
He
start,
probably slept and maybe got a hand job.
Let's start from maybe, 1970.
Okay.
That gives you 47 years?
Sure. 47
times 365 is 17,155 days, give or take a couple. You said how much?
10,000? Yeah, that's definitely.
Totally doable. It's every other
that
day.
That gives you 7,000 days to do nothing.
Jerk off. or heal your penis. 7,000 descriptions of. What's the thing that you need when you're.
Viagra?
No, when your bipper's falling off.
Speed?
No. Jimbo, you take it probably.
What?
For your rash. Penicillin.
You know, I'm allergic to that.
Me too.
Yeah, not allergic to anything.
No,
nothing.
Perfectly. I'm actually invulnerable to
probably latex. Though you'll probably develop.
Actually, yeah. I don't like latex condoms. I don't.
No.
No.
Is that what your story? So what's the what?
So
sorry, I'm
like
allergic.
I like lambskin.
So. Yeah, they don't really, you don't use them.
Yeah.
No.
Lambskin.
Come on.
You need, or is it lamb's wool? I don't know. Which one is it?
Lamb's wool.
Are you going to pay the lamb's wool condoms?
It's just a little coat for your dick.
Doesn't actually cover the top.
It's more like a wreath.
It's like, yeah, I was going to say, it's like a sweater vest.
Oh, my God.
All right. On that note, are we done here?
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks, everybody. Yeah, man, nobody passed out this week.
No.
Good job, guys. Good job.
One more question from Kyle quick. He wants to know, would Jimbo do gay porn for pay? He must be drunk. Would Jimbo do gay for pay webcams for good money?
Who is this guy?
Kyle Wall.
What's gay?
Clyde. Gay for pay.
I wouldn't do that. No. Okay. You know, you mean get naked and dance around on a webcam showing
I
my...
guess Kyle wants to see you on a webcam naked.
Well, yeah.
No, I wouldn't do
really
that.
Really kind of not where I want to be with this podcast. Yeah. All right, everybody. Well,
wait,
Jim.
Nope, before we end, just to go off that, because I know
pretty
we're
sure
not,
we
probably
just,
not going to talk
about
this.
Once I start writing the ticket, we can't
wait,
stop.
Wait, Jim. This is the last time we
talk
about this.
Save it for next week.
It's
I
the last
so.
One.
Real quick. Real quick.
Okay. I say no to this. I wouldn't do it. But a question for a lot of guys were, would you suck a hog for $1 million?
Oh, absolutely not. Cut this. All right, we're done. Talk to you later. It's been emotional. From I would not.
I would
absolutely never put a penis in my mouth.
All the way, Jim. Yeah.
All the way.
Like just it, like a little.
I wouldn't even brush my lips up against it.
You would not need, even the tip.
No, you would
not
need to finish it.
This is why we need video. How did diet go?
That's good, Jim.
Not good. Not good. We'll talk about it next week, Doug. All
right. It's been emotional.
All right. Goodbye.
Loot crate.
When we used to move, there was a time, baby, there was a groove, yeah. Was a time, baby, down in L.A. too. We used to dance, yeah, we had a groove, what you say? There was